please take your Bibles and turn with me at this time to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 4, and we will be looking at verses 10 through 16, Genesis 4, 10 through 16. Our message series is called Home for Christmas, and together we are exploring the biblical theme of home using four words. And now we looked at those four words last week. Let me share them with you again. Banished, wandering, longing, and home. Banished, wandering, longing, home. Last week we looked at the word banished, and we saw that in the beginning God gave us a beautiful home with Him in the garden. But we were banished from that home because of sin. We saw that just as Adam and Eve were banished from the Garden of Eden, so we also are separated from our true home with God because of our sin. And we are completely dependent on God's grace to return. This week we want to look at our second word, wandering. We're going to be looking at a number of scriptures this morning throughout the message, but we're going to start right here in Genesis chapter 4. With the wandering of Cain, the wandering of Cain. So Genesis 4, verses 10 through 16, please stand with me for the reading of God's word. The Lord said to Cain, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." But the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. This is the word of God. Please join me in prayer. Lord, as we look at this scripture and several others this morning, Lord, we need a word from you this morning. And God, this is your word. You've given it to us through your Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, we ask that you would speak this word to our hearts. Speak it deep into our hearts that we might hear and understand. And through it all, Lord, we pray that you would help us to see Jesus and to draw closer to Jesus. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Refugees, asylum seekers, the homeless. There are many ways to be without a home in this world, and all of them are debilitating and disorienting. Even those who've never been without a home in our society still often struggle with a sense of roots and place. Over 28 million Americans move every year. According to a study conducted by the United States Census Bureau, the average person in America, get this, will move 11.7 times in their lifetime. I wonder about that 0.7. You just get 7/10 of the way to your new location, but 11.7 times an average per person. Jesus knew what it was like to be homeless. Jesus left his home in heaven to come to earth. Jesus was born in a manger. Threatened by King Herod, his family escaped to Egypt when he was still a young child. And then even as an adult, Jesus still knew what it was like to be without a home. He was a wandering evangelist, and in his own words, he said there were times when he had no place to lay his head. Last week, we saw how we were banished from our original home with God because of sin. Now, as the biblical story continues, we learn that we are not only banished, but that we are wanderers as well. One of the things we learn from the book of Genesis is that sin is progressive. Genesis chapter 3 records mankind's first sin. Genesis chapter 4 records mankind's first murder. You go, wow, that didn't take long, did it? Doesn't take long for sin to start its downward spiral. And as a result of sin, we are all wanderers on this earth. We're going to look at several examples of wandering in the scriptures this morning. We're going to look, first of all, at Cain as an example of wandering, as punishment for sin. And then we'll look at the nation of Israel as an example of wandering due to lack of faith. And then we're going to look at Christians. We'll look at Christians as wandering sinners found by God who are now citizens of heaven and wanderers in this world. There is an outline in your bulletin with all four of these points written down for you. And if you'd like to take that out to follow along or jot down some notes during the message, I would encourage you to do so. But first of all, we begin with Cain. Cain is an example of wandering as punishment for sin. Wandering as punishment for sin. You know the story. Cain kills his brother Abel, and God punishes him by making him a restless wanderer on the earth. Look with me now at Genesis 4, verses 10 through 12. The Lord said to Cain, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground, and now you are under a curse, and you are driven from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." And so we see that not only is sin progressive, but the consequences for sin are also progressive. Adam and Eve are banished from the garden because of their sin. Cain becomes a restless wanderer because of his sin. And folks, this is the way it works for all of us. Just like Adam and Eve, we are all separated from God because of our sin. And just like Cain, we all become wanderers from God because of our sin. You see, we don't just sin once and then get over it, right? It doesn't work that way, does it? We are continually wandering from God and from His commands. And we're not only wanderers, we are restless wanderers. Have you ever felt that sense of restlessness deep in your soul? Banished from our true home with God because of sin, we are restless. We are spiritually homeless, seekers of asylum, disoriented. We are all refugees. St. Augustine once wrote, he prayed, he said, "Oh Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Cain became a restless wanderer after murdering his brother, and we also are restless wanderers in this life until we find our rest in God. Cain became a restless wanderer after murdering his brother, and yet the Bible tells us that God showed Cain grace. God showed Cain grace even in his wandering. Back to Genesis 4, look at verses 13 and 14. Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. And I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." So Cain cries out to God in anguish. Notice he doesn't protest his innocence. He doesn't argue that God is unjust or unfair to punish him in this way. He simply looks at the magnitude of his punishment. He says, "God, this is more than I can bear. Without a home, apart from your presence, I will be at the mercy of other people just like me. And whoever finds me will kill me." But what does God say to Cain? Verses 15 and 16. He says, "Cain, not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over." And then the Lord put a mark. The Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. And so Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Now, we hear about the mark of Cain, right? We've all heard about that. And we often think that the mark of Cain was part of God's punishment for Cain. When you read it here, that's not it at all, is it? No, the mark of Cain was really a sign of God's grace. God put a mark on Cain to protect him from others like himself. Cain became a restless wanderer after murdering his brother, but God showed Cain grace even in his wandering. And people, God has grace for you and grace for me, even when we wander from him and from his commands. That brings us to our second example this morning. Cain is an example of wandering as punishment for sin. Israel, the nation of Israel, is an example of wandering due to lack of faith. And we read in the scriptures that Israel wandered 40 years in the desert due to lack of faith. Look with me at Numbers chapter 32, verse 13. It says, "The Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the desert 40 years until the whole generation of those who had done evil in his sight was gone." Now, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, when he first brought them out of Egypt, remember the 10 plagues and the crossing of the Red Sea and then the 10 commandments and Mount Sinai, all of that, God led them straight to the promised land. There was no 40 years of wandering. God brought them right there. They were right on the border. And God said, "I will go before you." That was his promise. The land was theirs. God had given it to them. They just had to go forth and conquer. But what happened? They lacked faith. They did not believe that God would help them conquer the land. And then as a result, they ended up wandering 40 years in the desert. An entire generation unnecessarily perished in the desert because they did not trust God. Here, God had provided a home for them, a home, the beautiful promised land, and they chose wandering instead. Why? Due to lack of faith. Now, eventually that generation passed away. Joshua led them in. Israel entered the promised land, and they made their home there. But you know, even in the promised land, even when they were settled in their new home, Israel continued to wander. They continued to wander spiritually. The Bible tells us they wandered from God's commands, and they forgot their resting place. I want to look at a couple of verses from the book of Jeremiah here. Jeremiah 14:10. This is what the Lord says about this people. "They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet. And so the Lord does not accept them. He will now remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins." Again, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6. "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place." Cain murdered his brother and became a restless wanderer. The Israelites wandered from God's commands, and they forgot their resting place. God tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, God says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your great gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet. Take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." You see, there is peace and rest for everyone who follows God's ways. But when we wander from God, when we wander from God's commands, when we fail to restrain our feet, when we stray from God's path, what do? We also forget our resting place. You see, faith is so much more than just believing God for salvation. Faith means trusting God every day of your life. And Israel wandered 40 years in the desert due to lack of faith. Are you far from God this morning? How long will you wander? How many years will you wander? Israel wandered from God's commands and they forgot their resting place. Have you forgotten your resting place in God this morning? Israel is an example of wandering due to lack of faith. Let's move on to our third example now. Cain is an example of wandering, his punishment because of sin. Nation of Israel, an example of wandering due to lack of faith. Now, our third example, folks, it's us. We're going to look at Christians now. In Christians, we are examples of wandering sinners who have been found by God. Wandering sinners found by God. The Bible tells us that we were all wandering sheep. We were lost without a shepherd. We read this in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, we've gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Or God describes it this way in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. God says, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. And my sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched for them or looked for them. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt lost or alone? Do you ever feel like there's no one who's looking for you? No one who's thinking of you, searching for you? What a terrible place to be. It's bad enough to be lost, right? But I can't think of anything sadder than when you are lost and no one is even looking for you. People, that is our condition, all of us, before Christ. Before Christ came into our lives, we were all restless wanderers because of sin. We'd all wandered from God and his commands. We've each turned to our own way. We were isolated, lost, and alone. And no one was even looking for us. No one, that is, except God. Because when no one else was looking for you, our God came searching. Back to Ezekiel 34 now, we jump ahead to verse 11. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he's with them, so will I look after my sheep. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. Beautiful verse here. He says, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong, those who think they don't need God, right? The sleek and the strong, I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. How did God do this? How did God come looking for us? He sent his son Jesus into our world at Christmas. You see, Jesus is the good shepherd who came looking for us and found us. Jesus says this in John chapter 10. He says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for you and for me. Jesus knows his sheep know him. Christ laid down his life for you. That means he will never abandon you. He will never leave you alone. And no matter how far you may wander in this life, when Jesus is your shepherd, you will always, always have someone looking for you. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, he said, what do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 and go look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. You see, Jesus came into our world at Christmas to seek and to save that which was lost. And so as Christians, folks, as Christians, we're not any better than anyone else. We're sinners. We were all wandering sheep. We were all lost without a shepherd. We've just come to know the shepherd, that's all. And Jesus is the good shepherd who came looking for us and who found us. And now as Christians, this is neat now. As Christians now, we become a new kind of wanderer. Once you come to Christ, you become a new kind of wanderer, because as Christians, we are citizens of heaven and wanderers in this world. The Bible says that we are in the world, but not of the world. Now, Jesus was praying about his disciples and about us in John chapter 17. Here's part of his prayer, John 17, beginning at verse 14. He said, "Father, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. And my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." So as Christians, we are in the world, but not of the world. We're in the world. This is where we live. Look around. Here we are, right? But we are not of the world because we do not belong here anymore. We read these instructions to us as Christians in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. Peter writes this, 1 Peter 2:11. He says, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul." Peter says that as Christians, we're aliens, we're strangers in the world. Like Jesus, we are strangers in a strange land. We are in the world, but not of the world. And so as Christians, we are wanderers in this world, but we are also citizens of heaven, waiting Christ's return. Our last verse this morning, Philippians 3:20. Paul writes, "But our citizenship is where? It's in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." You see, we don't belong to this world anymore, but we have a new home waiting for us with God in heaven. And we eagerly await Christ's return to bring us there. Amen. It's just like the old hymn says, right? "The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." As Christians, we are citizens of heaven and wanderers in this world. In the beginning, God created a beautiful home for us with Him. But we were banished from that home because of sin. As a result of sin, now we are all restless wanderers from God. We are all lost and wandering sheep in need of a shepherd. God sent Jesus at Christmas to be the good shepherd who came to find His lost sheep. And so what does that say to you and me this morning? You need to put your faith in Jesus in order to find your way back home. When you put your faith in Christ, you become a new kind of wanderer. Instead of belonging to the world and wandering from God, now you belong to God. And you are a wanderer in this world. You have a new home waiting for you in heaven. And you eagerly await a Savior from there. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who came at Christmas to bring you home. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we've explored this theme of wandering in your word this morning, Lord, I pray for each person here today. Lord, I pray for anyone who has never trusted you as their Savior, who are still wandering because of sin, far from you, restless in their souls, wandering from your commands. Oh, Lord Jesus, look for your lost sheep this morning. Bring them home. Lord, there may be a number of people here this morning who are trusting you as Savior, but we've gotten off track. We've strayed from the path. We're swerving to the right and to the left. We're like the prodigal son wandering far from home. We've forgotten our resting place. Oh, Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, come seeking us and finding us and bringing us home. Lord, we confess our sin to you this morning. And we thank you that you sent a Savior for us. Unto you this day a child is born. Unto you this day a Savior is born. And his name is Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.